This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
BJ and Jamie.
There's a person they're looking for. Is it in Lakewood?
I feel like it is Lakewood.
Lakewood. Yes. And this person is vandalizing a Tesla. And, this is going on all over the country. These people don't deserve that. I mean, you should be able to have a vehicle, no matter what the make and model is, without it being targeted wherever you park it. That's crazy to me.
Well, after you play it, I have some comments
all
about
right.
that.
Okay. Here it is. This is the news report. Clearly, on video, this guy walks up and starts scraping on a Tesla.
Just after midnight on Friday.
No, it's a dude. It's a dude.
It's a woman.
No, I read the story. It's a dude.
It's a woman.
Jamie, I read the
story. She's trans.
Oh.
Just after midnight on Friday.
We had a call of a arson or a fire at the Tesla dealership. So our officer arrived in under 2 minutes, noticed the fire, and it immediately extinguished
that's
it.
The building
one,
and several vehicles were also damaged by
that
what appeared to have
yeah,
been...
Yeah, that's not the right one.
That's in Loveland. That's at the Tesla dealership
yeah, that's,
in Loveland.
Yeah, that happened a
little mix
a while
up there.
Back.
A little mix up yeah, there. Yeah. Spadell, the other one is in Lakewood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Loveland fire yeah. happened a while back.
Yeah,
but,
you're looking for the dude.
That's the one that they have on their website. I don't know.
Well, there's
the
another
woman.
One. Okay. It's yes,
she's
the woman.
A woman.
She is a. All right, let me get to the point here. Oh, wait a minute. You've got a couple of comments you said
okay.
before I get started. Okay.
Before you, don't get me started. All right. So first of all, they did that AI thing or whatever where they saw her. She had a mask on when she did it, and they did that thing where it matched her up with other pictures, you know, in circulation. And so she was at the LGBT. EFGHIJKLMNOP thing for trans people and so they actually have her face.
They do.
They have her whole face now. Yeah.
Oh.
So because somebody did some investigating and they found her whole face. So she doesn't like Elon, right? My neighbors when Carson put it up, I don't know what, 3 weeks ago?
Oh, it was a while ago, yeah.
Yeah, Carson put it up on there that, hey, Jamie, because it's time to get a new car, right? I'm at 110,000 miles and my car's falling apart. And so I was thinking about a Tesla. So I wasn't even thinking political or anything on the Bible, you guys. I was not even, like, it wasn't even, I've been talking about it for a couple of years.
Yeah.
I think it's a cool car, right?
Yeah.
I did say that Slacker, you know, seems like a douchebag at the beginning when he got it when it was super cool.
Yeah.
But then it grew on me like a fungus. Like
yeah.
I was like, this car is kind of cool.
Yeah.
So anyway, I've been talking about it for a long time. So my neighbors just got one. I was like, you guys, I just got reamed for thinking about wanting one of these. And they go, what are you talking about? I go, apparently it's political. And my neighbors are the sweetest people on the planet. I have no idea if they're Republican, Democrat, Independent. I don't know what they are, right? And they go, what? And then Christina like leans over and she goes, what are you talking about? And they have temporary tags on their Tesla. That's
yeah.
how new it is. And she goes, what are you talking about? I go, it's a whole thing. Like people are mad and they're going to do bad things to your car. Keep it hidden. She's like, what? They had no idea.
And there's hundreds of thousands of people out there that have the Tesla that have no idea.
Exactly.
No idea. And they're now afraid to park it anywhere because it's going to be vandalized.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
So there's a new sticker you can get, okay, that tries to help prevent the vandalism.
Right.
And it's and you put it on your Tesla and it says, I'm so sorry, I bought this before I knew that Elon was crazy.
Yeah. You know, and if I had a Tesla, if I had a Tesla and I'm, you know, a Republican, okay?
Right.
But if I had a Tesla, I would put that sticker on.
That's what I'm saying.
To keep somebody from scratching my car.
Right.
Because it would be worth that to me.
Except for they have temporary tags, so I don't know how anybody's going to believe them.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to go
over. But they literally,
over.
You guys, I mean, they are like, what are, they had no idea that this is a thing.
Right.
They got it because they loved it, and they had no idea.
People bought the Tesla for most people, I would say. Nobody bought it because of Elon. Well, nobody did.
Christina
you bought
Lane
it because.
Comes, she goes, wait, we were doing something good for the environment.
Yeah.
And I go, not anymore. And I just start laughing like a witch.
You didn't,
and then they drove off.
You didn't want to continue using fossil fuels. There are different reasons. Nobody went out and bought this car because they're a huge fan of Elon Musk.
No, they
okay?
didn't even know. Yeah, there was a
my
thing.
Personal opinion is, and Jamie knows this from the very beginning, I've never been a Tesla fan.
Ever.
Ever.
No.
And I'm still not today.
And when I
still
started to think about getting one even last year, you were like, oh my God, you're so trendy.
Yeah.
You're like, you're a follower.
Right. Which my take on it and your take on it and what I said to you had nothing to do with politics.
Well, Elon wasn't even part of that situation last year.
No, it had nothing to do. I'm more for fossil fuel. I like having an engine in my car. That's my take. But if you decide to go buy one, more power to you. But you shouldn't have one that you can't even park it anywhere without somebody scratching it up on you.
You know how... you don't have a lot of friends, right?
Yeah.
You have like two?
I think it's down to one.
No, you have Paul and Pete. You're two Ps.
Pete's iffy. Yeah.
I found you a new friend.
Who?
Oh, my God. I told him to call in this morning because you would... He is a fossil man.
Is he a fossil man?
He is a fossil man. He's here from Oklahoma drilling.
Nice.
I am your friend if you're a fracker.
Did you know that there's an Oklahoma burger?
No.
I didn't either.
What?
Burger?
A burger.
No,
it's called the Oklahoma burger.
What's
He's from Oklahoma. I don't know. You got to smoosh down the patty. He was telling me about it. So I met your new friend, and he's from, I forgot his name, but he's from Oklahoma. And man, does he talk like he's from Oklahoma. And he's a fracker.
Yeah.
And he said here in Colorado that it's embarrassing to call some of these burgers Oklahoma burgers because it's an embarrassment to Oklahoma. They're not doing it right at all.
Here, and the big thing with it is it has a lot of thinly sliced onions in the patty.
Oh, I love onions.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess they do the Oklahoma burger really wrong in Colorado.
Not enough onions, I guess.
I guess. Yeah. I was mad about that.
We can fix that.
Right?
Yeah. The onions on there, pal.
But anyway, it's your new friend.
Yeah. Well, I'll take it because I've got room.
If a guy from Oklahoma calls, take him because he's...
Okay.
I can't wait to hear his accent.
Tell him to show up at 10.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm going to hang all day today.
Yeah, right?
St. Patrick's Day.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
What is... Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, We can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay. Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.